Hello.
Yeah, there's a here. Sorry for that. Actually, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, so actually we have discussed all the things, right? And let's do one thing. So have you ever think about it, like how will you grow your business, like through marketing stuff and all that? Because you just started, like September, you just started your business. So have you ever think about it, like how would you market your business?
No, I can market our business. I mean, I'm going to get us in OKTravel.com, and then we'll grow Facebook and Instagram. But like, we're already completely booked for December. Like, we only have a couple days even open in December. So, we'll get on Google search and stuff like that. But I was looking at how you guys have payment stuff set up, and it's not, so for the half day event, you've got full payment of $75, but that should be $300 because it's a 4-hour minimum.
Okay. So, but I'm trying to ask, like you have only this Facebook page, so how you promote your page to drive traffic on it?
Yeah.
Like a social media market, like Facebook page, Twitter page, Instagram, Pinterest. So if you will go ahead and create those pages and do the marketing and keep posting related to your venue, your business. So this way you will drive the traffic on your page, and we will go from there. And you can, increase your revenue. Everybody willing to, even you know that what the power of the social media. If something will be viral on the social media, so everybody willing to get it, right? So definitely, if your venue will be, on the trending or on the like for your venue, everybody is posting for your venue, like your venue is great and you're providing the best service. So definitely everybody willing to, book your venue for their parties and for their weddings. So in this way you will just increase your revenue through social media. This is a first marketing, and second marketing is the on the Google, on the social search engine optimization. That is called another marketing. Whenever, let's say, just take example, open the Google and you will go ahead and search about the venue. Let's say in your area, you search your best venue place in your area, in Yokohama or Okahama, right? So Google will give you some best searches. So on the first page, you have a first search, second search. So these are the searches. So eventually, what you do, you just open the link on the which is coming on the top page, on the top search, like in number second, number third, and number fourth. So in the same way, if somebody will search anything for the best venue place for the birthday party or for the wedding, and your venue or your website will be coming on the top searches on the Google, so eventually the traffic will be drive towards your website and they will book your venue. So in this way you also increase your revenue. So have you ever think about it? In this way we can do it. Let's another example, right? Definitely if you want any t-shirt, you just go to the Google and write it down t-shirt. You just write it down
Yeah,
t-shirt. So in this keyword, you will get too many website. Google will provide you the top ranking website on the first page, right? So you will eventually select any website from the top and you will go ahead and purchase the t-shirt. The same way, if somebody will search on the Google, like best venue place in Oklahoma, right? So definitely your website will be coming on the top search. So definitely the traffic will be drive on your website and you will make revenue and you will get more and more booking in a month. So we have a plan for that as well. And for now I've been for the verbiage and for the stuff, right? So I will go ahead and connect you with this consultant, right? He is with me. I already scheduled him for this call, so he's waiting for me. So what I will do, I will connect you with him, so he will guide you about the verbiage and the payment method as well. Like you're talking about your credit card and other how to accept it on the site, so they will guide you as well. Even after that, we will guide you about the marketing stuff as well for the social media and SEO as well. Okay.
Okay. So he'll be able to change the payment information?
Payment information, like what do you mean by that change?
Well, I told you, where you go into book and you choose half day events, the full payment is $300. You've got $75. It needs to be, full payment would be $300 because it's a 4-hour minimum. And then they need a button to add on additional hours at $25 an hour. And then they can choose to make a full payment or a half payment.
Okay.
It's not 75, it's 300.
Okay, it's 75 per hour. So, but here's the problem one. Let's say if I will go ahead and book for the small event or the half day event. So what would be the time limit for the half day? For what would be the slot timing?
It's a 4-hour minimum, so it's $300 regardless for the half day event. It's not $75.
Okay, got your point. No problem. I will add that option there.
Okay.
But after 4 hours, that same party will not able to book for the extra hour?
Yeah, that's where they need to go in, and if they want to add extra hours, it's the $25 per hour.
But my point is, what I'm trying to explain to you, like today, like I'm a customer, I want a birthday party, I want to book your venue for the birthday party, and my timing is 12 p.m. till 4 p.m., okay? Let's take an example. So today, 12 p.m. till 4 p.m. I booked the venue, and at the same time, some other one, like let's say my colleague come on your website, and they want to book your venue from 4:30 p.m. till 6 p.m., the same day.
They can't. That's what I was telling you earlier. I don't want people to be able to book. We're only taking one booking.
Okay.
On the half day, we're only taking one booking. Because you can't get people out of there, and you can't get it cleaned.
Definitely.
And so if it's a half day booking, then I'm not going to deal with trying to get people out and back in.
So basically for the wedding and for the half-day booking, you will be able to just serve one booking in a day, right? And what about what about the birthday party and business lunch?
The business lunches would be at lunch during the week. They would probably just need to be able to choose Monday through Friday on their day.
Okay. So let's say today on Monday you have a business lunch for 2 weeks, like for 12 p.m. till 2 p.m. And after that you have another booking for 2:30 p.m. till 4 p.m. So will you be able to serve this two booking in a day, or you will not be?
Yes, you can. Well, Monday through, let's just say Monday through Thursday. You're not going to get, this is a difficult part of it, trying to figure this.
Obviously, because we cannot be restrict the persons who is coming on your website to book your venue. If let's say today you have a booking for venue, so I can restrict it today. Nobody can book anything for today, right? They eventually will have the option to book anything from tomorrow.
Right. If they're booking a half day event, then it's just one per day. We don't want people to be able to go in there and book multiple half day events because there's not enough time to get to do it all. It's just
obviously. And for the small parties and business lunch, because there's a 2 hours a small party or the 3 hours a small party. So if you have a booking for morning, for the small party for the morning, 12 p.m. till 4 p.m., and you have another booking for 6 p.m. or till 8 p.m., so in a same day, you can able to serve two bookings for the small parties and business lunch, will you?
Yeah, you could do that if there's...
Let's do one thing. For the small parties and business lunch, we can do it like a small party is minimum for 2 hours and the business lunch is also for 2 hours. Let's do one thing. We make a slot system in this, right? And a per slot timing is 4 hours. Let's take an example. If somebody will book you for the small party, so they can book you for minimum 2 hours. Let's say 12 p.m. till 2 p.m. And after that, you need a time to clean it. And your next booking will be after 2 hours, like after like. Because if somebody will come on your website and at the same day, or they want to book anything like for the small party, so eventually they will see the time would be 4 p.m., not 12 or 2. You will have the 2 hours gap between the next booking, right? So you will have a time to clean it and all that stuff. You can I think this way will be better, right? So we can, it will not be more complex for you.
What is that?
Okay, so I will do it and I will get back to you with that, right? And from now, I will connect you with my business consultant.
But, wait, just a second. So you're going to change the half-day event. Full payment's going to be $300.
Yes.
Not $75. And then we need a button that lets them add on the 25 hours if they want to add on extra hours.
Yes. So the 75, the half-day booking is just per hour within 4, so 75 multiplied by 4, no problem. Hours.
Okay.
Okay, and the small parties and business lunch, right, we will give the 4 hour slot for each. If somebody will book any small parties event, so they will have a 2 hour event, right, and 4 hours is a per slot. That's fine, I guess.
Okay.
No problem. So just stay with me so I can connect you with business consultant, right? So he will guide you about the verbiage and payment matters and other stuff, right?
Okay.
No problem.
Thank you.